Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Angel of Words podcast, where your stories are heard. I am your host, Angel of Words, and in this episode, we're going to learn how to make an EPK if you're a music artist. We're also going to learn how to prepare for live shows, and we're also going to learn how to go about getting press coverage for your music. Now, don't forget to tap that subscribe button. Follow us on all those social media platforms at Angel of Words ENT. Our sponsors today are OTW Threads, Be Out of This World, and AttitudeOn10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. And we introduce our newest sponsor here on the Angel of Words podcast. It is my privilege, and it really, really warms my heart to welcome BJS Photography to the Angel of Words Entertainment Network. They are new sponsors. And if you are a guest on the Angel of Words podcast, for $75, you get an hour professional photo shoot. And we'll be rolling out the photo shoot that I did with BJS Photography so that you could have a little reference point as to what's going on. Don't forget that we also have the podcast trainings on deck. Get them, AOWENT.com, or you could also, reach out to us at at Angel of Words ENT on the socials. And if you want to start your own podcast, right, and you're ready to buy the equipment, the affiliate links below have everything you need in order to get your voice out there and get started on purchasing equipment. Now, on deck, on the Angel of Words podcast, we have Chi-Town's finest, Trey Nova. Trey Nova pulling up to the scene. Welcome, sir. Welcome. It's
Thank
a pleasure
you,
to have you today, man.
Man, it's a pleasure. Like, it is really, really, man, I just feel honored, bro. Like,
thank you, brother. I feel honored having you here, man. I love, your music is fire. So, and we're going to get into that. You know,
first things first, we'll take care
of the business first. But, welcome, Chicago in the building. It's a city that I loved when I was there.
Okay.
I enjoyed the hell out of it, man. Yeah. It's such a beautiful town. It gets a bad rap sometimes within, within certain circles, but I enjoy the hell out of Chicago. I thought it was a beautiful place to chill. Yeah. Now, let's get to it, man. You have an EPK. If people don't know what that is an electronic press kit that people, businesses use in order to promote themselves to sponsors, to anybody willing to, or that you're trying to solicit to invest in you and whatever it is that you're doing. So tell me why that was important for you to do that. And we'll start with that. Tell me why it was important for you to do that.
Man, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's exactly everything you said. It's your it's basically your resume as an artist or as an entertainer, right? So it brings validity to who you are and your history and what you've done. So I use EPKs booking shows. Like when I want to get to, if I see a venue that I like and I see that they have quality talent, I will update my EPK. I'll send it over to either the venue owner, or if they connect to the talent booker that's there, or the promoter, or who's ever in that circle, and I make sure that they get my EPK, and I make sure that it's quality, because that represents who I am as an artist. Only you get one shot when it comes to first impersonation, impressions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that it is professional as possible, and you want to make sure that you're EPK or AKA your resume is up to date, and that it highlights what you've been doing and your great features, so that's the importance of EPK. If you don't have one, you need one, or else it's hard to maneuver in the industry. Yeah.
Who made it for you? Did you make it yourself? Did you go to somebody to go make it? You made the EPK yourself.
So I've done things where I made the EPK myself. I've had times where I've dealt with the management and they'll make an EPK for me. Depends on what stage I'm at in my career, the EPK changes,
If it's a fluid situation.
Exactly. Okay. The EPK should always be changing because you're an artist and you're always moving. The industry is always changing. So your EPK should always be evolving and becoming more tight and more of a representation of yourself. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm making it myself, I'll use like Adobe Illustrator, and just go to town, go crazy, make it look creatively interesting to catch their eye, you know, and just really just make sure that, yeah, all the points are hit, like, all right there. And it's not too lengthy, you know, because you want to just make sure that you get to the meat and potatoes when it comes to EPK.
And you're writing the copy yourself, or you have somebody else do it for you?
Yeah, I do it myself.
Really? Wow.
Well, you know, I'm an artist, but I'm also into business management. I manage a collective of artists as well, and I manage myself. So the beauty of being an artist and being into the business side of things is that, in particular, managing yourself is that, one, you don't have to wait on anybody. You can make the moves you want to make as whenever you want to make them, you know? And then also, you're learning as you're managing yourself, right? So, like, opportunities come your way, you're learning which opportunities are the best for you, what's not the best for you. What opportunities are great, but it's just, like, not right now. Like, you should wait on it a little bit and build towards it. Or, you know, you have mistakes and you're like, oh, like, damn, I shouldn't have did that. Like, that's not a good move. But ultimately, the difference between having a manager and managing yourself is, like, you know all the moves that are at play, and you don't have to question, and you, like, you know the answers, versus, like, huh, I wonder why we made that move, or why would you book me here, or why would you settle for this type of money for my showing at this showcase? I have all the answers because I'm doing it myself, you know? But at the same time, again, there's this this risk and reward. You know, I don't have all the answers, so I'm still learning. But I think that's the best part of it, is that I'm growing in my knowledge, not only as a creative, but on the business end as well. So I'll know what's going on behind the scenes as well as in front of the scenes.
You mentioned something extremely critical.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you do not take every gig available, right? Mm-hmm. And you also, you just finished saying that you may be thinking about something that you're not ready for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thing, risk management.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, you know, I understand that we all want to make things happen overnight, but in my opinion, it usually never happens that way, correct? And where I get a little shook is, you know, watching, you know, people move in the industry and in the music community, is you're biting off more than you can chew. You're overselling yourself.
Right.
You're not ready to do the type of things that you think you're ready for, and you need kind of like that, I'm not going to call it humbleness, but that sense of realization.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You need to be self-aware. You need to know exactly where you're at in life, and, like, take that seriously. And just know that every step counts and it matters. And a step could be a step forward or a step back, just depending on how you want to move. And so it's like, yeah, I don't take every opportunity, because every opportunity isn't meant for me at that moment. You know, it's great that it's a seed planted in my mind, so I know what to work towards. But, like, for example, back when I was living in the city, back in Chicago, I was making my rounds out there. This is around a time where Chief Keef and Chance the Rapper and, like, Chicago got its, like, second wind as far as, like,
I love Chief Keef, man.
Man, who doesn't, bro?
My guy,
you know what I'm saying? Keef is that dude, bro. Like, I ain't met one soul who don't rock with Keef, bro.
Yeah.
So during that time when Chicago was bubbling up, labels were flocking to the city trying to find the next act, right? During that time, I was with a management, and we were working really hard. We was grinding through the cities, doing shows, was getting on the radio, doing similar things like this, right? But what ended up happening was these labels would come through and try to take, I don't want to paint labels as, like, this evil entity, because I feel like that's kind of crazy. That's, like, kind of, like, too far on the left, on the other end of the spectrum as well.
Copy.
But I would say that, you know, they're a business, so they're going to do what's in their best interest. And their best interest at the time was finding artists that could make them money, right? So finding the next act that's coming up. I ended up being one of a slew of different artists during that time that was on the come up in Chicago, and ended up getting offered, like, a deal with Atlantic Records, right? I'm, like, 18 at the time. I'm 27 now. So 18 at the time, and I get the contract, and me and management look at it and we're just like, okay, at 18, I didn't know what anything was going on. At 18, I didn't know anything about business, really. I was just an artist. Management knew, though, and I'm thankful that they had a, like, care for me, because they're like, yo, nah, this is not a deal you should take because it's basically a slave deal. So what the labels were doing was basically just trying to, like, get somebody real quick, pump out whatever, how much money, so they can possibly come up with a hit. But at the end of the day, they'll end up being shelved artists. Thankful that I didn't take that opportunity at that time. I think record label deals are great depending on where you're at in your career. So this is just like a example of like, okay, yeah, I could work towards a deal, but it definitely wasn't during that time. I should have, you know, shouldn't have took that opportunity. And there's been many more examples like that as time went on, you know, in my career.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. I love that perspective, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's not often you hear someone say, you know, they're not bad. It's just, you know, they're in the business of making money. And, you know, you can make money with them. It all depends on your situation. Yeah. If it works for you, the type of artist that you are. Because, look, it seems like you're the type of artist that you're hands-on. You'll make your own EPK. You have your own website. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It looks like you're going above and beyond a Call of Duty, and you're really focused on your career and your music as, you know, compared to other artists that they just want to make content.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool and all great. But just know that's you might end up in a situation like that because unfortunately they know that you're not willing to do the extra stuff in order to, you know, to expand on your career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're right. Like that is the downside of, like, there's nothing wrong with being like a creative and just wanting to create. But you pointed out the downside to that is like you don't always know what's in the contracts. You don't always know what money is being spent on your behalf, you know? And when I was with my management at the time, going back to Chicago, I was young and I started realizing like when money was being spent on my behalf, I'm like, yo, I want to know what's going on here. Like, it wasn't like I didn't feel comfortable, but it was like a thing of like, why is there bread being spent on behalf of my name and I don't know what's happening? So then that what got me into the whole idea of...
That's sus, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Sus, my dude.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
come on, bitch. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's like much love to them because they would never have bad intent, but it was just like... And they were very transparent when I asked, but it just sparked a fire in me or interest in me. And I'm like, yo, I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's happening because it didn't feel right not knowing. So then... I dove real deep into like the business side of things, mainly like the management side of things when it comes to the music industry. So yeah, that EPK, learning how to do EPK, things like that. Mm-hmm. That's all in that umbrella, you know,
bro. Yeah. Thank you so much for that information. It's pertinent information. And by the way, everyone, the man will be performing today.
Do it.
He will be performing You Say, I Say here on the Angel of Words podcast. Yeah. So stay tuned to the end of the podcast. All right. How to prepare for live shows, because you've done shows at the Forge, Chelsea Music Hall, the Delancey, you know, a lot of spots. You know, how do you work that, man? Could you let the artists know how to work that?
There's no cookie cutter way in the music industry. It's like you just find what works for you. You know? Mm-hmm. I did the Delancey. Like, okay, so I moved here to New York about, what was it? Was it 2021? Like spring 2021? Before that, I lived in LA. Before that, I was in Honolulu. Before that, I was in LA. And then before that, I was in Chicago. So I bounced around a lot, all in the name of music for the most part.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so I moved out here. And I remember the first year here, I was like, man, I'm here in New York, came here for music. I need to do shows. But I came during a weird time. They came like during the pandemic.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Ain't nobody trying to get turned. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? it's hazardous at that time. So I had to wait it out, you know, work, you know, a real like cool little humble job at a restaurant and just do my dues and until the world opened back up again, you know? And sure enough, 2022 came around and New York went crazy. Like, this city, I love this city, by the way. Love it to death, bro. I love this city, so.
Glad you enjoy it, man. Welcome, man, you know?
Thank you.
Born
thank
and raised
you.
Here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, man, you're a lucky man. You're a lucky man. So, 2022 came around. I just started going crazy. I got a contract to do a show every month. And then the shows were Delancey and Brooklyn Music Kitchen. And to be honest, they found me, you know?
Really?
They just emailed me and they were like, yo, we have these dates available. And, you know, just choose the dates that you wanna perform. And I'm like, okay. And I got my foot in the door in Delancey and another one called Brooklyn Music Kitchen, which is, Delancey everyone knows, but Brooklyn Music Kitchen is one that's still kind of on the come up, and they're doing great. And I'm really, you know, cool friends with the owners there. But anyway, it went from doing one show a month in 2022 to doing two shows a month, and then ended up being three shows a month during the summer. So again, Delancey, SOBs, Chelsea Music Hall, Drum, I don't know how you say it, but all these other venues, you know what I'm saying? It just started popping up, and then doing like festivals and just being part of the community as well. Just so not just venues, but like other artists that are making their own movement, doing their own shows, going out, popping out with them and showing love to them, because I really wanted to get integrated into the scene out here because there's so much talent here. And it's a lot of, New York gets this rep of being so like non-community based and things like that. But I see that people are really trying to make an effort to turn that around. And it's a beautiful thing to see, you know? So, and it's a beautiful thing to be a part of. So I really try to make sure that I show love when I can, when I'm making my rounds out here. But it's really just making sure that you are everywhere, man. You got to be everywhere. Like, I'm not lying. Like, anybody that know me knows I do not sit down, bro. Like,
yeah,
I'm always outside somewhere, whether I'm networking or I'm going to support another artist. Like, I'll just pop out to artist shows. Like, I don't even got to know you that well, but if we linked up at an event at one point and we kind of got a connection, I'd be like, yo, when's your next show? Oh, my next show is da-da-da-da. I bet. And then I'm the type of dude that'll just pull up and I won't say nothing and I'll just be there. But me popping up and doing things like that made my face recognizable. So like, I'll run into people that I've been wanting to work with, didn't get a chance to, but then they see my face and we get to connect and then we start working together. Or just so many different opportunities happen when you're just moving around, and these talent bookers, they take notice of that. They'll find you in your social media, especially if you're documenting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have a good social media presence as well. Internet presence in general, just not social media. But
yeah,
that's how they find you. You know, that's how my management's find me. Anytime I got with the management, it's because they found me through my internet presence. But my internet presence is only a reflection of my real life where I'm out and about. Like, I'm just not in my room. I'm like touching, like shaking hands with the people and like really going out and showing love. So,
wow, that's an interesting strategy. Well, I hope you guys are listening. That's the key to train over. You know what I'm saying? You know, something we haven't really heard much. You know what I'm saying here? All right, let's go on to the next thing, which is, you know, how do you go about, because I see that you got a lot of press coverage.
Yeah.
People write you up. You know what I mean? How do you make that happen for yourself? Let the community know.
Well, you know, in all honesty, I scout publications that I rock with, that I have respect for, you know, and hit them up. Just be like, yo.
I love that. There you go, man. You know?
You know, just really, yeah, like grassrooted. Like, I don't deal with too many like PR companies or anything like that. Like, honestly, like I'm my own PR. So I go out and I just be like, yo, this is the dope publication. Email them. Let them know I'm about. Send them my EPK.
Yeah.
Let them know what I'm about.
There you go. Today's buzzword is EPK.
Right, 100%. Hey, that's going to be the new stage name.
Yeah, that's
EPK
a fact,
Nova.
Man. That's a fact. You know what I mean?
But yeah, you know, and just make sure that they know what's going on with me. And I usually don't hit them up until I have a release coming out. By the way, I do want to just share some information on your platform.
Go ahead,
this,
man. Go,
you know, this is my first interview for 2023, and I'm really thankful. So I'd like the people to know that I do have a new single coming out, first single this year, coming out next month in March. And I'm actually be performing it, you know, tonight here, so people will get kind of a whiff of that. I don't know.
We're at here.
What's that?
What location?
I'm performing it.
On your platform. He's in the worst podcast.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hold on, what are we doing right now? Yeah, nah, brother.
I was ready to get lit, yo. Yeah. After this?
I got you on the VIP, bro. Oh, we're going to put you.
It'll be here, guys. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but yeah, we go.
Forget I was doing something, you know?
Man, bro. Hey, but that's what happens, right? Yeah. When you move it and you got your head to the ground, right?
Yeah.
And you look up, you're like, oh, like shit, like I'm in a whole new place.
That's what's up. So which song is it? Is it You Say I Say, or is it Catch the Groove?
Catch a Groove.
Catch the Groove is
Catch
anyone?
A Groove, okay. Yeah. Catch a Groove is the one I'm going to drop in March. And okay. So I just want my followers, my listeners to know that. I don't know how the post-production going to work. I don't know if the song going to drop before this comes out or vice versa. Either way.
We'll work something out.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll work something out. Either the week before or the week after. Probably the week after, but you know, that same week, I'll put your episode out. So that way it coincides.
Oh, that's
yeah, because I always tell people, if you have an actual project that's dropping while you're dropping if you have a project that's dropping, that way you double the fun. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Yeah. So let's make that happen because
my word is bond. Everybody knows that.
Hey, much love, brother. Much love. New song. And I can't wait to perform it for y'all.
That's what's up, man. All right. So what brought you out to New York, buddy? What made you come out here to the city that never sleeps, man?
Man, NYC. First of all, that's been messing me up. The fact that this city really don't sleep, I thought that was just like an urban myth or like a legend or something.
No, that's reality.
That's reality, bro. Like, I came down here and, bro, I have, like, I caught insomnia living here, bro. Like, like, my parents know I ain't never really had a problem sleeping, bro.
Yeah.
Like, but now I just be up, bro. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself half the time. So I end up just creating. But another thing is, I be moving around the city. So everything happens at night. But the nightlife don't start here till like 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're 27 years old, bro. You in your prime, buddy. God damn.
You know what I'm saying? Is that the word on the street, bro? I'm starting to feel like I'm... You know, gotta oil the machine a little bit.
Yeah, bro, you gotta take naps from 7 to 9.
Man.
That's the key.
Actually, I'm gonna take that as a note, bro.
Come on, bro. As a person that's done it up.
Yeah. Cause you've been in the industry, so you know. Man. But I love New York, man. I came out here for music business. Funny story.
Okay.
When I was living back in Illinois, my mom, she bought me. When I started really getting into music, like my sophomore year of high school, mom bought me a New York poster, New York City poster.
Okay.
Because I always told her, like, yo, I'm going to come to New York and do music one day, I'm like 16, 15 at the time. So she buys me this poster and it's in my room all throughout my high school years. And I made it here eventually. I mean, I went from different cities and, you know, different states to get here, but I got here eventually. So it's always been a dream come true to come out here and do music. I'm a full-time artist, so... It's a blessing.
That's what's up. You are a full-time artist, man. Well, congratulations, man.
Appreciate
you know what I'm saying?
That's
good that you're able to live your passion, live your dreams, and continue working forward, man.
You know I appreciate that. Man.
That's what I'm talking about. Your music is fire. You know, I don't know where I want to head right now, but you know what? Because we were talking about business. I want to talk about this.
Yeah.
And it actually correlates to your music. All right?
Yeah, 100%. Let's
so, the thing that I enjoyed the most about your music is that the music you make is freaking power BMF, like sex scene status.
100%.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I envision. Am I wrong? Is that what you, like, that something that you think about? Like, yo, that's what it is. It's passion. It's soulful.
Yeah.
But it's like sexy soul. There's some hints of jazz in it. I'm like, there's some Dizzy Gillespie stuff going on. You feel me, bro? Some Nat King Cole. I'm like, this is crazy. Rest in peace, my guy, Harry Whittaker, who's an unknown jazz artist, but... Those who know, they know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you've been to Fat Cat or Arturo's downtown in Soho and Greenwich Village, you know.
Fourth.
Yes, there you go. So, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, my man used to play there. Jazz, old school cat. He passed away a few years back. You know, rest in peace. But
rest in peace.
That was my guy. And I'm like, yo, like, I started getting these visions, man, of like going to those places. And I'm like, yo, so I want to talk about sync licensing, bro. Like, what's up with that with you? Because I feel like your music is in that.
It's in that
pocket. It's that groove word, bro.
Oh, man. Hey, first off, I ain't never heard my music being described in so colorful like that. Like, I've heard the term soulful and things like that, but the way, like, I really rock with that. Like, hopefully we can use that as a soundbite. I'm going to be on my next project.
Yeah, no doubt. Whatever soundbite you want to use, let me know, bro. We'll make it happen. Just let me know ahead of time so I'm ready.
That was fire, bro. But sync licensing, that is... another key, right? And that's something that I'm personally diving more into. So it's dope that you said that, because I'm actually in the process of figuring that out on my own, you know? It's a very important step. If you want to make music, you know, your, I don't want to say your business, but like a way that you could bring bread to the table, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. also have your name live past just the streaming platforms, right? Because Spotify, Apple Music is amazing, great, but it's easy to get stuck just in that world when there's a whole another world out there, like you said, sync licensing and the radio promotion and things like that. So yeah, I'm working, man. The music that I make, I try to make sure that it's accessible to everyone. I just try to be as there's a sense of soulfulness in my music, but there's also like a sense of like honesty and like a little bit of tenderness in what I do. Because
there's a lot of tenderness in your music, my brother.
What I'm
Come
saying?
On, man. Hell yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
an understatement, my man.
Yeah, hey, much love, bro.
Crazy. Yo, I'm about to put some of those in the playlist, bro. Yeah. For the babe. You already know, man. You crazy?
Look, bro, I'll say this, man. I ain't too big. I don't do the drugs, bro, but I have addiction to women sometimes.
Well, that could stifle you, my good
you
man.
Know, and that
especially
ain't no
in
better.
This city, bro.
And ain't no better, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah.
But not a player, but just like I like connections. I feel like we connect, then I like exploring those connections. And a lot of those times connections lead to music. You know, and so then I end up making music about everything that
what
I make.
What kind of music, Trainova?
Honest music, real music, you know what I'm saying?
So it leads to lyrics, you're saying?
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah,
I understand that. That is, you know, that is part of the, you know, the culture of music is those connections that you make. And, you know, you get great content from that, especially lyrically. You feel me?
You know, I pull from a place of realness. So, like, I if I don't feel it first, then I don't put it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, music is for the listener, but like it got to be for me first. Like, and I'm listening as well. So if I'm the first listener, then it needs to be dope for me before I put it out to anybody else. And all my favorite artists are artists that I can connect with. And a lot of time I can connect with them because they're being vulnerable or being speaking from a real place, you know? So I strive for that. And so hopefully I can put that little tenderness, little soulfulness in the sync licensing world. And
no, I think you like you said, you're in pocket for that, bro. Bro, yeah, I can see that on a plethora of different shows.
Oh, man.
I think you could be running the BET freaking music situation. You're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you need to reach out to those music supervisors, bro.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk, bro. I could see, I was like, whoa. Like, I started thinking about all my favorite shows, like, at that time. Like, when
oh,
I was
that's what's up.
Like, I'm like, yo, this will be perfect for this show, bro.
Oh,
like,
man.
Real talk. So, I mean, if that's something that you're into, and you know, just so you know, folks, sync licensing is when you get your music on like in TV and film and new media. You know, you get a nice little bag when you're able to accomplish that. And if you want to listen to Trainova's music, it's on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's also on YouTube, right? You got a couple videos on YouTube, right?
YouTube, Spotify, my website. I got an exclusive music video on my website that you could check out called Children Raw, featuring the homie Kaz, a frequent collaborator of mine. I try to do have my music out everywhere for people.
Yo, and I love the instrumentation too, bro. You bring out the saxophones. Balloons in the Sky is my favorite song of yours. It reminded me of a person that I love very dearly that passed.
Oh,
and I was really, you know, I really connected with that song, man. Can you talk about the inspiration of that song, if you don't mind?
Man, thank you for letting me know that, man. That is real. I just grew up listening to a lot of neo soul and jazz and R&B. So like a lot of my music, I love having instrumentation being a forefront. It's a piece of that. So the sax, working with the producer, he works with a lot of instrumentation, and the sax is what brought me in. And that reminds me, it gave me my own sense of like nostalgia and things of that nature. And instrumentation is like, it's just, I don't know, it's art in itself. Like, it tells a story in its own. Like, honestly, if I didn't say anything, it has its own story, right? Like, the way that the instrumentation play around with each other and they can sink in with each other. Well, all I'm doing is complimenting whatever's already there. And the story behind Balloons in the Sky is just basically, like, don't let your inner child die, right? So it's like, make sure that your sense of wonder and things of that nature is still intact, because that's what's going to take you far in this world. And I just try to make music that's a little bit more on the positive end, because of where I'm from, you know, and because of my city. There's a lot of good there, you know, despite what, you know, what media and anything by anybody else who would like you to believe.
You know, they're calling you Chirac for a long time now, man. That's, you know what I mean?
For a long time, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm like, it wasn't that bad when I went out there. You know what I mean? It's bad, don't get me wrong, but just like anything else, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
There's definitely work that needs to be done. Yeah. But what I would like to do is highlight the other end of the spectrum.
Yes, thank you. And you have. Mm. You do that through your music. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to ask you about that, right? Because you didn't have to go that route. You know what I mean? Chicago has a humongous drill scene. You could have adapted and moved down, you know, gone down that path. You know what I'm saying? But you stayed true to yourself. You stayed true to your sound. Was that a tough decision to make musically?
I wouldn't say it was tough. It was a conscious decision though. Okay. It was one of the decisions where I was like, okay, I need to make sure that it wasn't tough because I'm always big on being authentic and at least trying to be as authentic as I can be in my music. So I knew, like, I was always that dude back home that was like around that scene, but like they would know, like, yo, if we're going to do something, let Trey out the car. Or not saying, you know, I live my life, but like I knew when to start. I grew up in a nice, pretty nice home. Like I had good parents. They like really took care of me. I had good extended family, grandma, uncles, aunties. So like, I really made sure that I kept my values where they were at. And in my music, it just comes out that way. And I don't know what else. I don't know how to do it any other way. So yeah.
That's what's up, man. All right, cool, man. I get it, bro, because it's not easy. God knows I went down several wrong paths in my lifetime. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mother knew half the shit I did, forget about it, bro.
Hey, look, that's a whole nother... When the cameras are off, we can talk now.
You know, now that we're on that situation, right? As a young, you know, young black musician, you know what I'm saying? You're from Chicago. There's been unfortunate a lot of, you know, situations where people have died, man.
Violent
crimes have been committed within young black men within the music industry. Like, you know, what are your thoughts on that situation, boss?
Well, man, I've had family members and friends, you know, pass and, you know, who are part of that life and to be honest, man, living there, it's like a bubble, because you can get used to that type of news so regularly where it's like a person's here one moment and then they're gone the next, and they're kind of like, okay, like people just keep moving, and it can really become a cycle of just like not getting too attached to the people that's around you, you know, like, a passing that, you know, really affected me and my family was one of my cousin being passed because of, you know, that lifestyle and things like that. And it just kind of reminds me that the city needs more than what the world is willing to offer it. You know, there's a lot that can go into the city that's not being put into the city to, I wouldn't say fix the issues, but being able to enhance more positive situations, you know. I just think it boils down to the people that's in power really just homing in on what's going on and really having an ear to the ground of what's going on in the city, and also the communities in the city to really just band together. And that's easier said than done. Like, it's a lot of generational stuff that goes on behind the scenes that prevents that. But at the end of the day, there's the only solution is really people coming together. And that sounds so corny and so cheesy, but that's really like the only solution. Like, if we're battling each other, there ain't no way we can find a good resolution to what's going on. Crazy enough, there's so much talent that comes out of that pain though. Like, trauma and art is like, it's so crazy how in unison they are. Like, Keith, honestly, when he blew up, his blow up was in rooted in the trauma that was going on. I mean, he's a 16-year-old kid in Chicago, in the hoods of Chicago, and like homies are on house arrest in the video. Everybody got guns and stuff. And that's not normal.
It's not normal,
you
bro.
Know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Honestly, bro, it's crazy that all this great art comes out of the trauma, but does it have to be like that all the time?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Do we have to, you know, you put a lot of desperate people in one place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get those type of situations. But Balloons in the Sky, man, it's one of those tracks. My people of Chicago, my people across the world, listen to it. You know what I mean? Hopefully it puts you in a better mental space. Yeah. I mean, and you have a lot of, you know, because you leave like, there's some voiceover that you have there that says, and I want to quote it correctly. Give me one second. Freedom is the ability to help unconditionally. If I'm not mistaken, that's one of the voiceovers you leave playing at the end of one of your songs. And I was like, yo, who said that? That's
freedom. Freedom is the ability to love unconditionally.
Yes. Yeah. That was amazing. I'm like, I never heard that before. I like that.
So that whole voiceover at the end, this is no cap. This voiceover at the end, I wrote all of that.
Yeah.
I just hired a voice actor to voice it out.
Really?
Yeah.
That was I thought it was Maya Angelou or something. Like, yo, that's, bro, real talk. I'm like, where's the, I even Googled it. I was like,
word.
Dead ass, bro.
Hey, that's fire.
I love quotes. I have a book of quotes, man. That's my thing.
Maybe I should get in that game. I don't know.
No, man, you could do a lot, man. You could do whatever it is you want. Trade over. You're doing a great job,
much love,
man.
Yeah.
For real, man. You know, your music is fantastic. The instrumentation is great. You know what I'm saying? You also have an EP, man. You want to discuss that a little bit before we move on to the next segment?
EP that's out, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Note to Self. Yeah, I dropped that during the pandemic. And it was basically, it's the first project that I did when I came out of my quote unquote retirement. Because I've been doing music for so long, but there was a amount of years where I stopped, trying to figure myself out. Okay. And then I came back in like 2019. Really just got back on my grind, changed my stage name to Trey Nova. Before that, it was Kid Chi, KIDDCHI, short for Kid the Chicagoan. But changed that to Trey Nova to where I'm at now, mainly because I'm not in a different stage in my life now. The music has changed and things of that nature. So that was the first project that I dropped under the name Trey Nova. And I thought it was a good representation of like where I'm at, but with the potential where I can go. Both like lyrically, subject matter wise, and sonically. So, yeah.
And you did a great job, bro.
Much love.
That really resonated with me, man. You did a great job. Your music is great. Like I said, bro, like it just, it really has a vibe that I'm like, ooh, this is, I'm telling you, man, babe, get ready. Now, folks, just want to let you know that the podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads, Be Out of This World, and AttitudeOn10.com, your place to get over your trauma and build resilience. Plus, we got the new sponsor, BJS Photography. If you're a guest of the Angel of Words podcast, like Trey Nova, 1 hour, $75 photo shoot. Go to the website. It's official. Like, I'm not going to, you know, pull no punches. I'm going to show y'all the stuff that was created. And if you think the joint is whack, then you can holla at me. But, you know, we got that special deal for the artist, you know, especially because you could use that for your EPK. Like we stated before, buzzword, you already know, man. We're not playing around. Now, Trey Nova, we've reached the point in the podcast right now where it's time to play Five Words with Angel.
Word. Okay. All right, that sounds fun. All right, let's do this.
Okay, Trey Nova on Five Words with Angel. I'm going to give you a word, phrase, or a question.
Okay.
You're going to give me either the first word or the first thought that comes to your head. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. It's all Chicago base.
Oh, word.
Cubs or White Sox?
Cubs.
All right, bet. I fuck with the Cubs too.
I'm from a family of Cubs, you know, can't switch the tradition.
That's what's up. That must have been crazy when y'all won the chip, huh?
Oh, man, they still got the flags up, bro. Like, I'm like, dog, it's been years,
100 years to win. You got to celebrate that, baby, bro.
My granddad's been waiting. Like, you don't understand, bro. Like,
as a Yankee fan, you're right. I don't understand.
Hey, you said it.
But as a Knicks fan, I do.
Right. 100%.
Facts. All right. Your favorite pizza place in Chicago for deep dish? What's your favorite spot? Oh. Or even not for deep dish. Your favorite pizza place in Chicago? What's your go-to?
Oh, man. That's a good question. Giordano's is really good.
I've been there. They fire.
Fire,
they're
right?
They're fire.
Oh, man, it's so good. But you know what? I'm on the vegan tip now. Okay. So, like, I haven't had...
Oh, man, you need to have olives and stuff and pizza, you know what I'm saying? It's not Chicago wheat style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just, like, the cheese and stuff, right? Yeah. So I can't have the cheese and anything. Yeah. I did recently had, like, a vegan deep dish out there when I went back home. I had opened up for, I'm going to just name drop real quick, Benny the Butcher.
Oh, I
was back home in Chicago. And so I had went home for a few weeks. And I was like, oh, they got vegan deep dish. So I had some. It was cool. It was good.
All right, so Giordano's it is. Yeah. All right. So, so what's your favorite place to visit when you're in Chicago? Like, what spot do you love the most, man?
You know, I like just kicking it on the west side, bro. I really do like kicking it on the west side. It's a nice, like, it's just a lot of nostalgia there for me. But if I'm just going to be out and about... And just kind of just like enjoy like the scenery and stuff. I do like going to places like Wicker Park. It's a little bit more.
I like Wicker Park. Wicker Park was valid. They had people playing live music on the streets. Yeah, it's a lit vibe, Wicker Park, man.
Wicker Park's cool, man. It's a real creative place.
Yeah, word.
It could be a little hipster, but like...
It reminded me of Williamsburg, I'm not going to lie, but I enjoyed it.
100%. Yeah. I'm glad you said that because that's exactly the mentality I had when I went to Williamsburg. Yeah. I was like, dang, this guy reminded me of Wicker Park.
Same mentality I had when I went to Wicker Park. That shit reminds me of Williamsburg. It's crazy.
Yo, So I say Wicker Park's a cool like spot to just go out in town.
All right, bet. The next one is... One thing you know, well, I shouldn't even ask you that. One thing you notice that's similar to New York to Chicago, Wicker Park.
Right.
All right, so we'll move to the fifth and final word, all right? Who's your favorite Chicago artist? That's not you.
It's between two.
Okay.
It's between Common and Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. That's what's up. Any thoughts on Kanye West?
Oh, man, we have enough time?
I mean, you give me a paragraph real quick. I don't want to go in too much on that, man. He gets enough airplay as it is.
Kanye is an amazing artist. He is an amazing creative mind. He to me now, he's kind of like that uncle. That uncle that's a little wild. You know, like you come to the family reunion, you're like, hey, what up, Unc? Like, you could chop it up for a little bit, but I can't sit here all day with you because, you know, it's a little bit of my time I can have with you. I just hope he gets better, you know, because he's a brilliant mind when he's in his bag and he's aligned with himself.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that. That was pretty thought provoking, actually, and introspective. You know what I mean? Because I feel the same way. I'm like, you make it hard for me to like you, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I stopped defending him at this point. I'm like, dang, like, he said that.
Come on, man. Don't go the R. Kelly route.
Don't, man.
Don't
we still need
canceled,
you.
Yet. Please, bird.
Still need you.
All right, man. Where can we find your music, Trainova? Let everybody know.
So, for people who don't know, I'm everywhere on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube, any streaming platform, I'm there. My distributors go everywhere. My website, I have some exclusive content on my website that you can go on there. That's TreyNova.com, all one word. Really, that's about it.
And you publish all your music. Your publishing is good.
Everything's valid. Yeah. Cool. ASCAP. If y'all have artists, get with ASCAP or BMI. You know, make sure you're publishing and your sample clearances and things like that is on point. So, you know, they don't bite you later on when things start popping off.
Because they will.
They will.
They'll come after you,
Suicide
bro.
Boys. I don't know if you know about them.
Well, let us know real quick, yo.
So one of my favorite cases of study is Suicide Boys. It's a group from Florida, I believe. And they are known to just be heavily influenced by 3-6 Mafia. So they use a lot of 3-6 Mafia samples. They're doing it for years throughout their career. And it's, you know, they gain a following because of that sound. Eventually, when they really got to a certain point, you know, the estate of 3-6 Mafia was like, yo, okay, run up that check. And it's completely valid. It's like, yo, we let you pop until you had something that we can actually monetize or actually can gain because can't do anything where you're not making money. But, you know, once you start making money, it's like, all right, well, yeah, we need to see some residuals for what's been going on. And yeah, you just got to make sure you're on point when it comes to that stuff.
I'll be telling people that, bro. You know what I'm saying, man? Like, artists are sensitive. They'll wait for you to get that guap and then they'll swipe you away. Look at what Ricky Martin did to Cisco.
Exactly.
On the Thong song.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, yeah. He owns that song. Ricky Martin owns the Thong song. Not too many people know about it, and we're not going to get into the history of that. Look it up.
Hey.
But, you know, living La Vida Loca, you got to be careful. Yeah. Eddie, you got to be careful, man.
And it's not even just artists. You know, it's people like money.
Yeah.
You know, so if there's a way that you can find to get some money.
And it's a hard business. You know, you work hard to get your music out there and you live and then somebody's, you know, sampling and not reaching out to you.
Yeah.
Because if you reach out to them, even if they, you know, they might say, yeah, you know what? Do it. Like, give me this percentage or whatever the case. Maybe I don't really know how that works. I haven't. Yeah. I use original music on the podcast.
That's fire.
You know what
That's
I'm saying? Fire. Or I get it from an original sound bank. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm not, you know, the music that I use is for the intros, is for the artist themselves for that week. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm out. Okay, maybe they won't mind. You know what I'm saying? But because it's their stuff, you know, and I'm promoting them.
Right.
But that's like, what, you know, that's as far as I take it. What, you know what I'm saying?
There's so much that you can, when you, it's fire. Like, yeah, there's an artistry to sampling, but like making your own stuff from the ground up or utilizing, like having someone make their own stuff from the ground up, there's a lot of potential in there.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit when it comes to that.
Facts. I'm not against sampling, but you know, just do it the right way. That's all.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? Final thoughts, man, to any people that want to be artists out there. That's your camera, bro. Look in there and do what you do.
If you want to be an artist, I would just say this. This is something that I've started to come to grips with me and myself, and a little enlightenment thing for me is that if you're going to do it, man, just do it because you love it. You know, don't get into this thinking that you're going to buy a mansion and you're about to, you know, drive a Range Rover and things like that. Those things are possible 100%. But it's like, it starts with the love first, because if you don't love it, then it becomes a job. If it becomes a job, it can easily wear you out and you can easily suffer, because a job is just something that, It's check-based, right? There's no real love. You do a job because you want money, right? But if art is in you and that's what you feel like you're here to do on this planet, you do it for that. And you will never feel like you're being drained. You know, you could do so many shows, you could do so many, you know, performances and get on so many different platforms. But as long as you know there's love there, then that's the key. Like, you gotta love what you do. You just have to. There's no other way around it. Everything else comes out of that. You know, everything else is kind of a result of that. So don't get into this thinking that you're going to be a billionaire. It's possible, 100% possible, but you go into this because you love it. And that's it. Yeah.
And that's it. That was Chi-Town's Train Over. Thanks for pulling up. Everyone, don't forget to follow us on all social medias at Angel of Words ENT. Subscribe, follow, share. You already know the drill, please. And we appreciate it here. You know what I'm saying? We ain't too proud to beg. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's that? That's TLC, I think.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget sponsors, OTW Threads, Be Out of This World, AttitudeOn10.com, your place to get over your trauma and build resilience. And shout out to our new sponsor, BJS Photography. You a guest on a podcast, $75 for an hour, baby. But he also has great work, so, you know, check him out. It's BrianJSagara.com, if I'm not mistaken. Check out the website, and, you know, and don't feel free to reach out, you know what I mean, to our socials. We got the training videos for, you know, how to start a dope podcast in just one day. Check that out. You can go to aowent.com to sign up for that. And if you want to, you need the equipment to start your own podcast because you want to take it that route, you know, you don't want to do the free route, then you already know, man. Go to the affiliate links down below in the description and make it happen. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel. Live from the Angel of Words studios, performing You Say I Say, Chi-Town's Trey Nova.
Yeah. Okay.
You say you ain't ready for you and I say you never know if we don't ever try. Hey. Put on panties to the side, but now let's make love until the moon dies. Yeah. I don't wanna interrupt your healing, baby. But we can't ignore the way we feeling, baby. ooh, I mean, damn, who knew the stars would dance together when I met you out the blue? Think this could be something, but the OGs always say, lovers gon' love and the players gonna play. Guess it's good to know we found a better way. Talking on the phone until the end of day. Never knew a feminine divine so godly. Hit me on the celly if you need somebody. Brown skin shorty who done swore all love. Didn't see it coming till a nigga showed up. I ain't tripping, do you think we both grown up? But tell me what you scared of. You say you ain't ready for you and I say you never know if we don't ever try. Hey, put on panties to the side. But now let's make love until the moon dies. Yeah. I don't wanna interrupt your healing, baby.
My check.
Yeah. But we can't ignore the way we feeling, baby.
One, two.
Yeah. I don't wanna interrupt your healing, baby.
My check.
Yeah. But we can't ignore the way we feeling, baby. Tell me who know you better, baby. Who told you love was easy, baby? Try to listen to reason lately. Late it come and ride me, just don't drive me crazy. Still let's rendezvous to a place that's far away. Legs open like a souffle. Shorty, don't mind if I do. We don't question what we are. We know what we have is true. Wishing on a shooting star, and I'm still wishing for you. Later, hop inside a coupe and tell me you on your way. Bring your homegirl to the show. Have you right next to the stage. Think we should be going pro with all the games we play. I think we meant by design, but who am I to say? You say you ain't ready for you and I say you never know if we don't ever try. Hey, put on panties to the side. For now let's make love until the moon dies.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was the sexy call your lady up right now sounds of the one and only Chi-Town's finest, Trey Nova, pulling up to the podcast. Do not forget to subscribe and follow him on his DSPs, me on the podcast platforms. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel.